What if you had the chance to get inside the heads of a couple of young composers talking shop about their work? NPR's Jackie Lydon had a chance to do just that.
Composers are people most of us are used to encountering, taking a bow on stage, or maybe as marble busts at the library. But recently, I spent some time at the Yaddo Colony for Artists and Writers in Saratoga Springs, New York, and I saw several of these people in T-shirts and shorts. I don't get to meet many composers this informally, and I don't know why anyone would try to be a composer. I mean, I can understand becoming a performer, but composers have a bit of an old-world, gaslight quality for me. And yet, as I discovered, I'm entirely the one who's out of date.
This is my third or fourth work that uses the squeaky toy.
Carl Schimmel is 32, holds advanced degrees from Yale and Duke in music composition, and has had his music performed from Alaska to Japan. He loves to use humor in his work, and does in this piece, played by Tay Moore Sullivan on the alto sax and squeaky toy. It's called As Fast as Possible.
I first used a squeaky toy in a piece called Serving Size Four Bunnies. And it's a title that I took from the nutritional facts information from a box of marshmallow peeps. Actually, the Easter version, which is bunnies. And that piece really features the squeaky toy in all its various moods that it can project, which most people wouldn't necessarily think of when they think of a squeaky toy as being a sad thing or an angry thing. But you can get all these different sounds just from a squeaky toy, depending in particular on how you score for it with other instruments. You can convey all kinds of moods just with a squeaky toy.
Now, Carl Schimmel is actually quite a serious composer, but he loves a cartoonish quality. He's used balloon pops, he's writing a piece for a whoopee cushion, but it isn't as if he's trying to be a gimmicky guy. He is trying to make his music relevant.
I think that there are a lot of classical musicians out there who might look down on a piece that's so whimsical and silly. At the same time, it's for that very reason that I have an interest in writing these pieces, because there's so few concert works that are just in-your-face ridiculous. And the ones that are often avant-garde as well. And so it becomes difficult sometimes to appreciate the connection to a tradition that can be there, which is important for example, the orchestras, to really catch and capture the attention and imagination of young people in order to maintain their audience sizes.
If Carl's challenge was to make something in-your-face absurd, young Greek composer Kostis Kritsotakis, 34, had another challenge, writing a new concerto for mandolin with a full orchestra. Concertos for mandolin were written in the Baroque period, and never for mandolin and full orchestra. Kostis got the commission in 2001 from the Greek Orchestra of Colors, and he decided to go wild. It took 6 or 7 months for Kostis to write this.
To me, maybe this sounds a little corny, but I see the wind filling the sails of a tempest-tossed ship. I mean, there's storms and waves and a kind of a crashing and surging.
Yes, you see, mandolin is usually associated with more romantic character music, more easygoing. So I wanted to begin with something really wild that would contrast this feeling, this idea we have about mandolin.
Kostis, who teaches in Philadelphia, had his work performed by the Albany Symphony Orchestra this past spring. He says this is a rich time for young composers, in part because the atonality of the avant-garde movements of the 60s and 70s has reached its endpoint. Carl Schimmel agrees.
40, 50 years ago, you wouldn't typically hear a singable tune. And while I don't necessarily write that kind of music, there is certainly a trend, I think, toward reaching out toward the audience and drawing on more traditional and understandable ways of communicating through music.
And so, at the ages of 32 and 34, these young men feel as bold and romantic and full of vigor as the old masters ever did. And they've been writing classical music for decades. Kostić, since he was 14.
My first constructed piece was a piano tarantella. It hasn't been performed in public.
Carl, since he was 12.
The first piece I wrote was called The Little Wakefield Waltz. And Wakefield is the name of the town I grew up in, so I wanted, you know, our town to have a waltz, right?
Actually, once you start to look, they're not so scarce. Young men and women still poring over their musical scores, accepting the challenge of their quirky assignments and writing themselves into the future. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Leiden.
You can see the score for Carl Schimmel's As Fast as Possible, complete with the line for Squeaky Toy, and listen to the full piece at npr.org.